साक्षात् परब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। अखण्डमण्डलाकारम् व्याप्तम् येन चराचरम् यत्पदम् दर्शितम् येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। ॐ भूर्भुवस्वः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यम् भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो न प्रचोदयात्। My blessings to Amulya to get more and more gold medals. Can't wait to have. And now, the main purpose of these classes is, I have to give you a special knowledge about the real process of yajñas. Yesterday I told you about the difference between havan, yajña, mahayajña and satrayaga. Havan, yajña, mahayajña and satrayaga. This is nothing but the same process done with a large quantity, similar procedure. I gave the example as the 1 rupee note, the 100 rupee note and the 1 lakh check. All are same pieces of single piece papers, but the only difference in the quantity is the number. So havan for a short period, yajna for 2 or 3 days, mahayajna a larger number of people doing for many days, especially more than 7 days or so, or up to 7 days. And then come a series of yajnas which are known as the medha yajnas. Now I am telling this class not just to tell you, but you should tell you to all who come into your contact. There are so many questions which people may be asking, or you yourself may be having many doubts. So this clarity about havan, yajna, mahayajna is clear to you all. I am asking about 3 things only: havan, yajna and mahayajna. All of you just type yes. Yajna, mahayajna. And now we come to the yaga, and especially to the satrayaga. Wherever you use word yaga, it means that we are doing a particular yajna with a very particular goal, having full technical and theoretical knowledge of the process. So yaga is nothing but yajna being conducted by at least 4 persons who exactly know the technology and theory of all the processes. And this yaga, when is done by at least 4 people who know the details of the theory as well as technology, is known as the medha yajnas or medha yagas. Both are one and the same at this level of understanding, medha yagas or medha yajnas. And that's why we just don't use any yajna or anything. We just say naramedha, ajamedha, avamedha, sarvamedha, and of course the supreme splendor of all metha yajnas, the one and only yajna, that is what is known as Ashvamedha yajna. Clear about this? Medha yajnas. Medha yajnas means a yajna which is controlled by people. Generally, we talk about at least four people who know the technology. They are known as the Brahma, Advaryu, Udgita, Purohita, etc. These Medha yajnas, you are clear now? I am waiting for the answer. Medha yajnas, it is clear? Right. Those four people, Chaitanya Hazare, I am telling you, the four people are what are known as the Brahma, Udvaryu, Advaryu, Hota, and Udgita. These are the technical names of the technologists who know the Medha Yajna processes. And then, this Naramedha means he is offering himself. And when we talk about Gomedha, Ajamedha, it means offering the animal nature in us to the Agnihotra, to the five principles. It is not killing an animal, because Advaryu, one of the controllers of the Yajnas, Advaryu means one who sees that no harm is done to anybody. And Ahimsa is the first basic concept of Yamaniyamas in Yoga Vidya. And when they don't want you not to hurt people even by your words, which may trouble them or create in them some angry feeling or a grief, how can you imagine the rishis have asked people to offer animals, live animals? The Medha, Ashvamedha, Gomedha, Ajamedha, Avamedha, these are the concepts of our animal nature in us. For example, the Ajamedha, the ram consciousness, what in Telugu say the Gorre, the ram consciousness. Now, the sheep. This shows the blind following, you know. The sheep follow each other, and if the front leader falls into a hole or a pit, everyone follow through. So this consciousness we are trying to remove by practicing Ajamedha. And Gomedha means words and sunlight. And there are about 170 meanings Sri Aurobindo gives about Go. So this tremendous power of our five Indriyas, Karmendriyas and five Gyanendriyas, when they are offered to Agni, and remember, I am telling these animals are to be offered to the fire principle, Agni. Until later I will tell you what Agni is. But now you understood the Medha Yajnas? The Go is not butchering a cow, but we are butchering our Gyanendriyas and Karmendriyas to a particular cause. We are offering it to a particular cause. We are surrendering it to a particular cause. And Naramedha, a group of people, a group of human beings, they have decided to offer their entire talents, their whole life. And when we say the whole life, it covers all the three also. Samaya, Amsha, Pratibha. Time, money, and talent. When you offer this to the Agni, to the Agnihotra, it will be known as the Sarvamedha. Now all of you have a clear knowledge of Havan, Yajna, Mahayajna, Yaga, and Medha Yajnas. All of you should be clear, and what I want as your homework is to tell our people who are in touch with you. I am telling our people, I strictly mean our people. Don't try to tell others. But our people who are spread throughout Andhra, throughout the world, throughout the US, throughout New Zealand, our people, those who are interested with us and who are trying to understand our principles. Don't try and touch other people who are doing Gita or Lalita or Theosophists or the Elisabeth people. Don't tell all these things to them. Am I clear whom you are supposed to tell? Because we should have a very clear knowledge, and I want all my people to have a very clear knowledge. But I don't want to confuse others, and I am asking through the process of Satra Yaga. Yaga, you know what I mean? Anyone can help me in defining Yaga? What you have understood by Yaga word? I am waiting for your answers. If not, I will repeat again what I mean by Yaga. You know the difference? That is Medha, Sri Lakshmi. Surrendering ourselves is Medha, Medha Yajnas. Madhuri is also telling about the Medha Yajnas. Done by four people, not Gita, but Udgita. Brahma, Udgita, Hota, Advaryu. A yajna done by four or more people, not done by four people or more people, but a large number of people who are guided by four technical experts with knowledge. You correct it. Aruna, correct it. And others, Sri Lakshmi, Madhuri, Chaitanya, got the point? Brahma, Udgita, Advaryu and Hota. These are the four. Brahma, Kama, Udgita, Kama, Advaryu, Kama, Hota, Kama. So these four experts, technological experts in their particular field, those fields I will later explain to you what we mean by Udgita, Advaryu, Brahma and Hota. So now Yajna is a large number of people who are guided by four technical experts known as Brahma, Udgita, Advaryu and Hota. And this continues sometimes for more than 3 or 4 days. And if it continues for more than 7 or 9 days, there is a reason for using these numbers. 7 days or 9 days or more than 9 days, we will call it as Yaga. So it is only the difference in number of days which we do between Havan, Yajna, Mahayajna and Yaga. Havan, done by a few people for a small time, that is what is known as the Sanshipta Gayatri Havan. Yajna, more people. The same process, the process doesn't change. And Mahayajna, more and more people, probably the entire state or the entire district, or we can say the entire mandala. I think we will decide when the entire mandala selects a date and does the yajna, then we will call it a Mahamandala Yajna. But got the point? Mandala, I am talking about our classification of the districts. I am not talking about the mandala of the Sanskrit word meaning. All of you got it? And now I told you about the Medha Yajnas, where the Medha Yajnas are a group of people who are doing the Ajamedha. They offer the ram, the goat, the sheep. So what they are offering? They are not offering the sheep to the fire, to the Agnihotra. They are offering their blind followers, blind beliefs. That is where Parampuja Gurudev says that those who have the four qualities and they develop it, they are giving the four Medha Yajnas automatically. Samajhdari is what is known as Ajamedha. Am I clear now or am I going deeper? When I say Samajhdari is Ajamedha, all of you understood? You are offering your blind following. Aja means blind following, a blind belief. So whenever you are practicing this Medha, utilizing Samajhdari, you are offering your blind beliefs. you accept the traditions without the logic why it is being used too. All these are Ajamedhas. So here the Ajamedha Yajnas, maybe one or many people trying to do it, but naturally a group of people who are practicing the same cause, who are practicing the Samajhdari, are doing Ajamedha Yajna. Got it? Medha Yajnas? And now what is Gomedha Yajna? It is not offering a cow to the fire, as many people think. Actually, when you are able to offer the sun rays which fall on you to others. And you remember, your sun rays are the cause for your five Gyanendriyas and five Karmendriyas. That is Gomedha. When you are offering your senses, and you can go very, very deep into the definition of senses. When a group of people, or individually, when he is offering his senses, his Gyanendriyas and Karmendriyas, to the fire, then that needs courage. That needs Bahaduri. Because when you are offering your Indriyas to some other consciousness than your own consciousness, you have to face a lot of criticisms, but you have to bear it and you have to guide yourself. So that is Bahaduri, courage, Gomedha. And with all that, whenever there is that Bahaduri, you have to make sure that you are responsible for what is happening. You can't blame others that because of that fellow or this fellow, I am not able to do it. That is Zimmedari, responsibility. So Gomedha has a two-pronged attack on your consciousness. Once you should have courage, and the other, you should have what is known as the responsibility. So Ajamedha is Samajhdari, Gomedha is Bahaduri and Zimmedari. And then a sincere approach to it. A very, very sincere approach to it. That is Sarvamedha. Whatever you are doing is very sincere in every aspect of your life. In whatever you think, in whatever you feel, and in whatever you do, you are very sincere. That is Imandari. Common sense. So these are the four Medha Yajnas, the Ajamedha, Samajhdari, the Gomedha, the responsibility and courage, and then the Imandari, sincerity. These four Medha Yajnas, when they combine together and try to lift a state, a district, or a particular village, it is known as Ashwamedha Yajna. So in reality, the Ashwamedha Yajna is these four. And when I say these four, when I use the Sanskrit, Puranic and Veda language, we will call it, we offer the Ajamedha, Gomedha, Sarvamedha, and of course Gomedha includes two, courage and responsibility. When we offer these four for a particular development of a state, and what we are now, Parampuja Gurudev asks us to do, is to lift the entire planet Earth consciousness. So that is the real Ashwamedha Yajna's goal. All of you got it? Ajamedha, Gomedha, Sarvamedha. Utilize it for lifting or bringing heaven on earth in a particular area or the whole planet. That is Ashwamedha. Aruna, you have to correct that point. when you use ajametha, sarvametha and gometha, and gometha includes two characteristics: responsibility, what we call in Telugu as bajyata, in Hindi as zimmedari, and bahaduri, courage, sahasam. So this particular aspect, all of us must have a very, very, very clear picture. And you have to tell to all others. And tomorrow, I will meet again at 6 a.m. Then you should tell to how many people you have conveyed this knowledge. Because you have to be very sincere, nijayati, that you are really practicing what we are talking about. This knowledge, the difference, you can just make a very, very short note. I don't think it will take more than 10 or 15 sentences. First, what is the difference between Havan, Yajna and Mahayajna? And then what is Yaga? And then I told you about the Medha Yajnas and the importance of Ashwamedha Yajnas and the goal for us. And tomorrow I will tell you about the main key figures for this Ashwamedha Yajna or any Yajna, that is what is known as the Brahma, Udgita, Hota and Adhvaryu. And all these details or from that one single book, 1992, Deva Sanskriti Digvijaya Yatra, issue of Akhanda Jyoti in Hindi. Whatever I am now talking about are there in that book. Of course it is in Hindi. And I think I have given some lectures in Telugu, and I hope Ratnakar has published it. So you read these, and then tomorrow, okay, I can continue for 10 more minutes, half an hour. So now you got the responsibility, courage, sincerity and common sense to spread this knowledge. Then when you are doing that, you are performing Ashwamedha in a short scale. I want you all to distribute this knowledge, force them to hear, but they should be my people, because I don't want others to be confused. I am not talking about Gayatri Parivar or Pandit Sriram Sharma Acharya Ji or anybody. I am talking about the real science of development. And the science of development, of course, is based on Gayatri and Yajna. And when I say Gayatri and Yajna, I am not talking something Indian. I am not thinking about a particular cult. Parampuja Gurudev always used to tell us that we have to break the shackles in which Gayatri and Yajna are enclosed. They are shackled in the clutches of Indian concept. They think it is some Indian mantra or a Hindu mantra or a Hindu process of performing a Yajna. And now how are you supposed to clarify this? Gayatri mantra is a mantra which gives you the science, technology and art of living. And anyone who lives has a right to utilize Gayatri mantra as a formula for these three aspects: the scientific aspect, the technological aspect, and of course the art, the fine art aspect of living. So that is what we mean by Gayatri Mantra. And because at first it has been discovered by Hindus, by the Rishis, just as the Newton's laws, the Einstein's laws, the Dalton's laws, we tell the name of the scientist who has discovered it, but we don't know about his biography or his place of birth. We know his laws. Similarly, we are not at all interested in the Rishi or who has discovered it. When we say Dalton's law, how many of you know about his biography or his place of birth, his height, Does he wear a mustache or does he have a beard? How few many people know? Does he wear glasses? We don't know it. We don't know his age. We don't know where he lived. All of you are getting it. This, all of us must ourselves know first. Don't go to others. Don't go to others. This point you understood, all of you? Don't go to others because they will be confused. And we are not going to confuse them. We are not going to ask them to do Gayatri. We are not going to ask them to do Yajna. But when we do Gayatri, when we do Yajna, we should have this clear concept that Gayatri is a process, a formula, where the 24 essential principles of living are developed, linked with sound technology, what we know as the sound which gives power to a particular word. That is Gayatri. Very, very, very be careful. I am asking you to deal only with my group of people since so many years. We have this clarity about Havan, Yajna, Mahayajna, Yaga. And then I told you about the four Medha Yajnas, and now I am telling you that Gayatri Mantra is a science of living, is a technology of living, and is an art of living. Be very clear about it. And when you are very clear about it, from today you should practice the science or technology or art of living. Because when you join a course, naturally you start getting teaching and how to practice. When you join an engineering college, suddenly you don't become an engineer in the fifth year. Every day a limited, planned syllabus is handed over to you. And e-gurukul.net is the answer for this. You may be worrying and how to know the syllabus. And I am trying to make it a 6-month syllabus where you can reach the level of Parampuja Gurudev. And when I say you reach the level of Parampuja Gurudev, I don't mean that you will become as great and as spiritual giant as he is. When a student reads Einstein's law, and he can put the law into practice, do you think he has become as great as Einstein? But what he could do? Utilizing the development of present day sciences, he could utilize the most modern, recent development in science by a great genius like Einstein, and is able to practice it. In that way, I am telling that within 6 months we can practice the lifestyle what Parampuja Gurudev has given to us and be an example, just as the scientists a few years back didn't know about Einstein. They didn't know it, they didn't practice it. But when Einstein gave the solutions to time and space continuum, don't worry about the technical names I am using. He has given a solution, Dr. Einstein has given a solution for time and space, and now even an intermediate student can understand and utilize it. So in that way, I am telling you that within 6 months, you can reach the level of Parampuja Gurudev, where he wants humanity to be in such a way that they are moving divinities on planet Earth. That is what exactly Gayatri is. And that is what you are going to get, almost a college-like classroom feeding in e-gurukul.net. The classes have been started, and you please try to understand how to join, and you all people join it, because these classes I will take it in a more regular way. But for you people, these classes are more expansive knowledge. These classes that I am conducting at 1:30 New Zealand time or 6 a.m. Indian Standard Time, these findings I am giving because those in other countries can understand at what time I will be available on the net every day at 1:30 New Zealand time, 6 a.m. Indian time morning. Alright, so the Gayatri Mantra, when you are talking about yourselves, between us, and when I say between us, be very strict that we are talking all this between us only. We are not talking with the Theosophical Society people. We are not talking with the Sri Aurobindo people. And now, just though I am not directly linked to what I am now asking with my speech today, Rajiv and Sri Lakshmi, you people take care of people from Theosophical Society and Sri Aurobindo Society also join this Satrayaga from 21st April to May 9th. Both from Andhra and Karnataka. Both of you got the point. Sri Lakshmi, you went on 1st March to Guntur. Sri Lakshmi says yes for going March 1st, or she inviting Theosophical Society to the Satrayaga? Very good, very good. Congratulations. And Rajiv, you got the point. Those who are interested in Sri Aurobindo Society will come only as Sri Aurobindonians. They can take a room there, and they will only concentrate on synthesis of yoga and life divine. Very, very clear you be about that. That in these 21 days, those who are interested, they can come there. They will have a small room in that chowltry, I think. That I don't know the place. It is not a chowltry. What it is? An old age home. Right. Vruddhashram. So they will take a room. They will put Sri Aurobindo's photos, mother's photos. And now, Rajiv, you ask Sri Aurobindo, new people who are coming. Even there are three or four, I don't mind. They should come. And when they are coming, they should bring that Siddhi Day book. And then, what is that? Another book. Ajit was asking me to go through it. Some transformation or something, a beautiful book. Not Beyond Man. It is just like the Siddhi Day book with lot of figures and a small booklet. Similarly, he has asked me to go through a small booklet. If it is ready, they can bring it. If not, that is enough. Synthesis of Yoga and Life Divine, I will then do it. And I will see that they will be given a correct dosage. Acha, it is still to be printed. But what is the name of that book, Chanda? I have forgotten the name of the book. But anyway, even if it is still to be printed, if even one or two copies are there, that should be enough. Rajiv, you got the point. And Sri Lakshmi, you got the point. Sri Aurobindonians all to be invited. And they will do as Sri Aurobindonians do. They will not change or alter their processes. And I forgot one thing, Rajiv. They should bring that golden door opening, the descent of the supramental descent on February 28, 1956 or so. I'm not sure of that. Huh? That photo must be there, reflexy, 12 inches by 12 inches or 12 inches by 16 inches, depending the aesthetic sense of the photo. And then they should practice what I have told about the mother going into the higher realms in Paris, helping a lot of people. And then I have told them, if possible, while going to bed, they should try to imbibe their inconscient, subconscious consciousness through, do you remember, through what? Through Shivatandava Stotra. So they should get Shivatandava Stotra. And of course it is a source of supermind, no doubt about it. It is now Sri Meeyam Nadig is using Sri Aurobindo's language. He's right. So these three, Sri Aurobindo's photo, mother's photo, and their symbols, Sri Aurobindo's symbol and mother's symbol, and then these three. Shivatandava Stotra, and then how mother used to lift herself up in Paris when she was living. The name of the book that I want, along with the Siddhi Day book, is The Golden Day, The Supramental Manifestation. It's a small booklet. Even one booklet is there, it is enough for me to show and explain them. And those who are interested, the Sri Aurobindo people, you can contact Vijayashri. Vijayashri and Yugandha. Vijayashri is in touch with the Sri Aurobindo people. They can also come. And they will come only as Sri Aurobindo people. And Sri Lakshmi, I want you to concentrate on the Theosophists throughout India. Especially Hyderabad and Guntur, you tell them that they should behave like Theosophists. And if they can think they can go through the secret doctrine, it is a good book for them. If not, they can bring a study in karma and a study in consciousness by Annie Besant. I am telling about the Theosophical Society. A study in karma and a study in consciousness by Annie Besant as their books. And they will only talk about Theosophical Society and that. Am I clear about this? About the invitation to Sri Aurobindo people and Theosophists and of course to all others. And now finally, I am finishing this class with the gist of what I have tried to convey to you. And all of my people should discuss, it should not, you need not talk with others. But if the others hear it, it doesn't matter. But when others, they are to concentrate on their own actions, on their own goals. The Gita Parayanas, they do only Gita. The Mahalakshmi Sadhakas will do only Mahalakshmi. And they will put their photos and their guru's photos at their place of sadhana. So what today's class I have told is the difference between Havan, Yajna and Mahayajna. Hello, Krishnamurti Garu, are you able to hear now? The fundamental, I have given you a concept about Havan, Yajna and Mahayajna. And I have told you that a Yaga is nothing but Yajna combined with technical experts. And when this yaga or yajna is done continuously for more than 7 or 9 days, it becomes a satra yaga, a long time. And these particular days we have selected because under the guidance of Jwala Kul, you have learned that the three Purnimas, the April, May and June are very important for us. What we used to do as the Sai Venkatesh Shri Ram, each Purnima we used to concentrate once on Sai, once on Shri Ram and once on Venkatesh, the same. And then I told you the Varchas, Brahma Varchas, characters, samajhdari, zimandari, zimmedari and bahaduri, and I have told you the relationship with the medha yagyas. And then I have told you that you have to be a participant in our process of development of this science, technology and art of living through e-gurukul.net courses that we are planning. And it is a pleasure and a very happy thing that I want to share with you that Dr. Adarniya Pranav Pandyaji also has joined that course. He is going to lead many of the classes. And you can hear what he has given as a message for inaugurating this e-gurukul.net. He has inaugurated on the Ashwamedha Yajna processes a DVD. You can see it in the web in the same name, e-gurukul.net. Now, yajna done continuously becomes satrayajna with technical experts, right? Yaga is yajna with technical experts. Yaga done continuously becomes satrayaga. Three purnimas are being used in this satrayaga. Only two I am using, the third we will think later. The April purnima, the May purnima, they are used, they are clubbed. And these details you will get it in Elisa Bailey book.